Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. I'm so glad to be back. I tell you, I got a little under the weather there like the rest of the world, but definitely keep taking your vitamins and keep protecting yourself, all that good stuff. Anyways, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, it's all about starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We talk about the brighter side of life. And of course, as we are here in 2022 and our pandemic is a little still going on here, you know what? We have to look for the brighter side of things in our life. And that's really what it's all about. I always like to start our show with something uplifting. And the most important lesson that I personally learned over the past year is don't let anybody make you cruel. No matter how badly you want to give the world a taste of its own bitter medicine, it's never worth really losing yourself. So with that, I do want to remind everybody, one, I'd love to give out our phone number here. That number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You can also stream us here on kvta.com. And also go to all of my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and definitely go through all our social. You'll find daily things that can help you, your business, your motivation, everything. I am really excited to invite my first guest, and that is Tosin King James. And we're going to talk about, he is a true dramatist and a screenplay writer, experienced journalist, and also he is a teacher of practical spirituality and an author. And his current book that we are actually going to be doing a 21-day DIY program for spiritual healing. This is going to be free to all my listeners, and I would love you to be involved in this. So again, it's about a dream study, inner guidance, and excuse me, and oh my gosh, and total mastery. James, can you help me out here and talk about this 21-day DIY? This thing has got me, but I thought I was doing good today, but we're going to get past that. So.
Oh, yes. Thank you for having me once again, Kim. And I'm sorry to see you, to see and hear you cough. I think, it's what the world is going through right now. Like what I keep telling people is this, it's being a master of life does not mean one would not have problems. Okay. We have health issues. I mean, just like everybody is confronted with COVID-19 and all of that right now, the flu and everything, there's a lot of issues going on in the world, but being able to rise above it, just like what you said earlier, that look, you don't give the world a taste of its own medicine. So many things will be thrown in our way, both by nature and by our neighbors. But we must rise above it. And that is one of the things we achieve with this soulfulness, the 21-day DIY program.
I love that. And of course, it's 21 days, right? So talk to us a little bit about this. You've been doing this for years, and I'm really excited to kind of walk through this. I'm going to be sharing this on my Facebook page, and that is the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, you're going to be, it's a part of your website too. So talk to us just a little bit about kind of like what you do and the gifts that we can all receive from it, and what the soulfulness of your program is.
Yes, I'm always excited, to share this gift. Like I mentioned the first time or the last time I came on your show, this is something that I became aware of when I was about six. you know, I discovered that I could actually know things beyond the five senses. And as time went on, I discovered that, look, everybody actually can. Okay, it was not limited to me. But then how do we develop this? And that is why I developed the 21-day program, for us to be able to harmonize what I call the lower part of ourselves, which we call the physical part, and the spiritual part of ourselves. And when we do this and do it correctly, then you see that we begin to function properly. And gifts, such gifts like this, I mean, for instance, I met my wife using this 21-day program. I never knew her, you know, we never knew each other physically. But then I did a 21-day program, I think October 2015, I wanted to meet somebody that I could love and that could love me back, mm-hmm. you know. So
I love that. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together now since, that would be November 2015.
Oh,
you know,
you
yes,
well,
because a month after that, the program, we met.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so does
you know.
Do these thoughts come to you, like, when you're speaking to me right now, are you having thoughts, like, that you can visualize things?
Yes. Yes, you can. I do. Yes. Oh, you're talking about me. I should make it very personal. Yes, I can. I do see things. Okay. I can also hear things. But okay. I found out that actually everybody can. Everybody actually does the same thing. The only issue is this: we not conscious of these things, these skills, these gifts that we have. Okay, for instance, there is there was a time I was falling sick regularly, and I kept going to the hospital, and then they would check me up, and then the doctor says, "Hey, what is wrong with you? You keep coming back here. Why don't you just rest? Because we can't find anything."
Right.
Okay, so I did the 21-day program. And then within 7 days, I saw that actually I was allergic to dairy and poultry products.
Mm, okay.
That was what was causing my problem. You know, so I went back to the doctor. I said, hey, I want to go through some allergy program. And then, you know, she sent me off for some tests. And then it came out true that I was actually allergic to dairy and poultry products. So I had to stop them, okay, those products, I mean, consuming them. And then since then, I've been okay. So this is one of the gifts, I mean, as we call them, gifts that you gain when you do the soulfulness program. Like I was saying, it's not just me. You know, anybody and everybody can do the same thing. So during the 21-day program, and I hope the listeners, your listeners will sign up for these. During the 21-day program, they follow a particular technique every day for 21 days. And when you do, you'll be able to enter into the larger room of your own consciousness.
Mm,
not any
that.
Other place, but your mm-hmm. own consciousness. And then okay. you'll be able to tap into these resources that are inborn. You know, before even we were born, they're there, you know. So that is what it's all about.
Right. I love it. And I do want to talk to everybody because we are all home and this is a free Zoom session that we're going to be doing, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And when are we going to start this, James?
Yes. From today, I mean, okay. from today,
yep.
they can go to my website.
Okay.
And fill a form. There's a form on my website. You just put your name, phone number, your contact, basically, and you tell us what you would like to achieve during the 21-day program. Okay, mm-hmm. So then you get a copy of the book, and I will advise you get the audio book, okay, because the audio book contains, because there are certain words, special words, mm-hmm. that you have to sing or chant during the 21-day program. So the audiobook is best for it because you know how to pronounce those words. You know, they already, everything is done perfectly in the audiobook. You know, so you get the audio book or and the other versions of the book, if you like, and read through or listen to the book. And from the 6th of February, we will start the program. 6th of February, it's a Sunday. However, on Saturday, the 5th, we'll get together and have a Zoom session, you know, so that we all meet, you know, one another, and then we'll rub minds. And then I can show you one or two things to help you negotiate the route of that 21-day soulfulness New You program slightly better.
First of all, James, I love how you say that. Rub minds. Wow. You know, I mean, because I always think we're better together. And so you know, it's almost like a mastermind group, right? For your soul to really kind of get a little bit deeper for the 2022 year.
Yes. I call it the new you, 2022.
The
new you is, I keep saying, is soul. You know, soul goes beyond the mind. Soul goes beyond the emotions and the body. And all the problems we're having, they exist in the realm of the body, the emotions, and the mind. So now in 2022, we must learn to move into the realm of soul so that we can rise above all these problems and use the resources we have within ourselves to solve our problems.
So let's just do this, James, for our listeners. Let's talk about the very first day. What will we be learning, and kind of just walk us through that so that people can really understand it and want to, because a lot of people are nervous. They don't, they think it's, you know, something that maybe they won't be able to achieve something that, you know, they just, the unsureness, a lot of people shy off on that. And I really want everybody to be involved in this.
Yeah. Yes, I understand that, you know, because this is something that appears new. I say it appears new, but it's not new, really. You know, because once you start a program, you say, hey, man, I've done this before, you know, but you're not just conscious of it. So the first day when we get together via Zoom, we are going to get to know ourselves slightly better and look at our journey. How did we get here and where we are heading to? You know, what do you hope to achieve during a 21-day program? Then we can go through each day, you know, through the techniques for each day. For instance, the first day of the program, which starts on a Sunday, what you're going to do on that day is just to set, is to create an agreement or sign an agreement with Spirit that this is what I want to achieve within these 21 days. Okay, you are going to talk to the spirit or universe or higher power and say, this is what I want to achieve. And you have to be definite about it. You must make up your mind that is actually what you need, just what you want, but what you need. You know, so we set that, you know, and say, hey, this is what I need. And then from that moment on, we'll continue. From day two, you're going to do certain techniques that will allow you to be able to know more of what is happening around you and within you.
Okay, sounds good.
Yes, both on the physical level and also on the spiritual level, because many things are going on within us and around us, but most times we are not conscious of these things. Yes.
Right.
Because we're focused on, hey, I want to make enough money to pay my bills and all of that, you know, so which is important. Okay. But then when we get caught up in the problems, little problems, you discover that we miss the blessings. And when we miss the blessings, the problems, the little problems now multiply. They become bigger and they become overwhelming. Okay, so we need to be conscious of the blessings as they're coming through us. And the program, the way the program is designed, every day has a vibration of its own. For instance, we're starting on a Sunday. Sunday has its own vibration, okay? So, and then there's a technique you're going to do that day that helps to align you, your energy, and that of the energy of the universe for that day. So that allows you, yes.
I love it. James, 21 days out of your life. How do my listeners get in touch with us and be able to be a part of this incredible
Oh, yes. Very simple.
The new you for 22.
Yes, very simple. Just go straight to my website, which is www.tosinkingjames.com. That is TOSINKINGJAMES.com. Once you get there, you will see Soulfulness 2022 New You Challenge. Just click on it. It takes you to the form, and then you fill it, and then submit, and that is it. We'll get back to you immediately after that.
Okay. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Again, I am excited to take this challenge with you. And, of course, we will be checking in and, you know, letting people know kind of what's going on.
Yes.
Again, please reach out to me if you, you know, have any questions or you want to talk to me about it. Call me 805-419-0008, or you can reach me at kim@kpshow.org. With that, James, Happy New Year. Thank you so much for coming back and sharing your great gifts with all of our listeners.
Happy New Year, Kim. Thank you for having me back. And I'm sure you're feeling better right now.
I am. Thank you so much. All right. And thank you for helping me hold that up. So.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
All right. Take care. All right.
Yep. Bye.
Thank you, James. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And my next guest is going to give us a step-by-step emergency preparedness manual for sheltering in place. That is Creek Stewart. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com. Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N, EnergyMedicine.com.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. If you would like to be a part of our show, or you have a business and you want to share it in a big way, please reach out to us right now, kim@kpshow.org, or call me and let's have a conversation at 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. We'd love to get you on and get you out there with your message. My next guest is Creek Stewart, and he is a preparedness authority, weather channel host, best-selling author, and has appeared as a go-to disaster expert for Today, Fox and Friends, The Doctors, Outdoor Life, and the Disaster Ready Home, a step-by-step emergency preparedness manual for sheltering in place. If ever we have ever needed this, I'm telling you, I thought this was a great time. So let's be prepared, and let's welcome Creek. Are you there?
I am. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year. Talk to us a little bit about who you are, and how did you get into this?
Well, I tell you, I grew up in the Boy Scouts, and that's really what planted the seeds for me with my interest in survival and preparedness. Of course, their motto is be prepared. I taught my first survival course when I was in college, and that has been almost 25 years ago.
Creek, I love that it started in Boy Scouts. You know, it's almost like everything I learned in kindergarten kind of thing, you know? Here you have all this life skills, and that's where it started. So good for you. And you know what? And to me, those are like the things that start our families off, you know? So I have two boys. I did Boy Scouts with them. I didn't exactly, my husband did, but I thought that was a really good start for them to really be able to start to kind of get to know life, right?
Yeah. You know, I developed so many great character, just character building in scouting and real practical knowledge about the outdoors and so many different subjects. So it's I have a really soft spot in my heart for scouting.
I like that. That sounds good. So talk to us. Have we in our last couple years gone through disasters? I mean, I don't know. I'm all about the brighter side of life, and I feel like life is really, if it hasn't taught us yet, we definitely need to be disaster ready. And so I love this. First of all, how do we get your book, just to start off with?
Yeah, so the book is available anywhere books are sold. Any online retailer, if you search Disaster Ready Home or Creek Stewart, you're going to find that book, or in one of many other books that I've written. But this is certainly the one that's the most topical right now. And you're right. I mean, disasters, they just happen all the time. They're in the headlines, a different one each and every week. And they are not going anywhere. In fact, statistically, they're more frequent and larger than ever before. And so this is a topic that so many people are thinking about. And so many people are wondering, how do I become better prepared? And that's what I'd love to discuss today.
Yeah, please. And here we are entering a new year. Let's get organized. I call this, you know, kind of my important list. You know, we all make appointments to go to the doctors. We take care of our cars. But this isn't something that we actually put on our list all the time. And so I really want to bring that to, you know, to note here.
It's very, very easy to put off these types of things until a disaster actually strikes. You know, unfortunately, the common mentality is it's never going to happen to me, but it's just not true. Disasters happen to so many different people. They do not discriminate. It doesn't matter where you live, how much you make, where you're from, or, you know, anything else like that. They are indiscriminate in their, you know, in their wrath. And so the first topic that really gets people thinking about disaster preparedness is food.
Yes.
And I'd tips and tricks for putting together a very sensible, affordable, and practical long-term food storage pantry.
Okay, talk to us about that. I mean, I was just at the grocery store this week, and everything is low. Okay, we're not being able to have anything even, you know, the shelves are empty. And so we need to prepare for that. That's a big deal.
Yeah, there are numerous disasters that can interrupt food supply chain or prevent you from being able to go to the grocery store for a certain period of time. So the best strategy when it comes to food is not to buy things that are on sale because they're a good deal and end up with a big shelf full of lime Jell-O, okay?
Yeah.
The best strategy is to right now write down the top 10 to 20 food items that you eat on a regular basis that have a shelf life of 1 to 3 years, okay? These are typically going to be canned goods, dried box meals, and pastas on the inner aisles of the grocery store. Anything that you purchase from the inner aisle of a grocery store, it's going to have a shelf life of 1 to 3 years typically. Write down those 10 to 20 items, and the next time you go to the grocery store, buy 2 or 3 extra of a few of those items. And keep doing that every trip you make to the grocery store. And over the course of a month or a month and a half, you are going to build a very sensible buffer of food that you can stock away in an extra closet or on some extra. And it's important to rotate through that food. When you run out of that food item in your kitchen, you rotate through that in your long-term food storage pantry. That way, you're storing what you eat and you're eating what you store. Nothing's going to go to waste, and you know you're going to eventually eat everything in those long-term food stores.
Wow, that just makes so much sense. I love that. Okay, so what's next?
Well, next is water. It's a huge survival priority. Disasters either can pollute municipal water supplies or knock them offline altogether. So a staggering statistic is that the average American uses over 80 gallons of water per day. It's an unbelievable number. But there's no possible way that you can store that much water per person per day, right? So
right.
I recommend 2 gallons of water per day per person in freshwater storage, whether it's bottled water or whether it's jug water or in 5 gallon jugs that you can just buy from the grocery store, and keep 2 gallons per person per day on hand for about 2 weeks. Okay, that water that you buy from the grocery store is going to last up to 5 years. It's not going to go bad anytime soon. Okay.
Oh, wow. That's good to know. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Good.
So water is interesting because it's really heavy. It's really bulky. So you really can't store that much. So it's very important to have a water filter on hand so that you can filter more water if your 2 weeks worth of supply isn't enough for some reason. And so the water filter I recommend is called the Big Berkey water filter. It's an off-grid gravity-fed filter. You pour whatever kind of water you can find in the top of that thing, and it's going to gravity feed into a bottom chamber, and it's going to be safe to drink. It pulls out chlorine, plastics, bacteria, protozoan cysts, anything that you can imagine that's going to hurt you. This is going to make it safe to drink.
Perfect. Creek, I always like to ask you, so if you have a pool, does that help you, or are you not really allowed to drink that? Or talk to us about that. People always think that's a false security.
Yeah, so having a pool, it's definitely a form of water storage. And most of the chemicals that you would put into a pool actually dissipate over time, like chlorine, for example. It has a shelf life in and out of water. So that chlorine in that pool is going to dissipate over time. And quite frankly, like if you have a filter like the Big Berkey, you could take that pool water, even if it's full of algae, even if you're not treating it, even if, you know, it has gone bad because of neglect, you can pour that water through a Big Berkey filter and you're going to be good to go. But as far as like a renewable water source, the number one renewable water source that everyone should consider is a rain barrel. No matter where you live, a rain barrel can help you harvest rainwater and become a source of drinking water. The kit I recommend is called the Earth Minded Rain Barrel Kit. It's $40, available on Amazon. You can get that and a 55-gallon drum or smaller 35-gallon drum, and you can implement a rain barrel within 30 minutes that will provide you and your family with a renewable source of fresh drinking water. So forget the pool and just drink the rain.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Okay, so talk to us about how does one cook when the appliances don't work? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's a great, great question. So cooking and boiling water, you know, is really important. I recommend just a simple off-grid patio rocket stove, okay? This is a stove that anyone can use, even in a small backyard space or a small patio. It operates on sticks and twigs versus like split lumber or delivered split wood. All you need are sticks and twigs, which you can find almost anywhere, even along sidewalks and at local green spaces if you live in the city. These rocket stoves are very efficient. The one I recommend is called the EcoZoom Rocket Stove. It's about $120. It's used all over the globe. Super efficient for cooking and boiling water. And in the book, I teach you how to make your own out of regular bricks if you're on a real budget. Cost you just a few dollars.
Wow, Creek, these are really, really good things here. I do want to remind anybody that if you're just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, we're talking about the Disaster Ready Home, a step-by-step emergency preparedness manual for sheltering in place with Creek Stewart. Now, what about, I know in the past there's been people that elderly more is the ones I worry about where they have no heat. They have no, how do you keep warm when you have no electricity or gas?
Especially for people who live in colder climate areas, four-season environments, it's a huge issue. Snowstorms are notorious for knocking out power and causing people to live for a few days or even a few weeks without heat. So a backup heat supply is imperative. The solution I recommend for that is a kerosene space heater. Kerosene lasts for years and years and years. You buy a few gallons of kerosene, you keep it in the shed or in the garage or on the back patio, and it is not going to go bad. It will outlive you. That's the great thing about kerosene. Kerosene space heaters are about $150 at your local home improvement center. You will never be able to buy one if you wait until you absolutely need one. So buying one now.
Okay.
So buying one now.
Very cool. Very cool. And of course, last, these are always near and dear to my heart, besides our children, but our pets, what do we do with them?
Well, pets need all of the same things that we do. They need to stay warm. They need long-term food storage and they need water. So we've talked about water. They're good in that department. Just like you would store and rotate the most popular foods that you eat, you should do the exact same thing for your pet. Most pet foods have a shelf life of 1 to 3 years. As long as you're buying a little bit extra of that on each trip to the grocery store, you are well on your way of building up the same buffer of long-term food for your pet that you are for yourself.
Wow, Creek, you've given us some really good, simple tips that just can make such a difference and really let us sleep at night. I mean, that's really what it's all about, is just preparing for that time that we never think will happen. We've all been through the fires, the tornadoes, the floods, you name it, now a pandemic. I mean, really, it's all about really just being prepared. again, please give us your information so that our listeners can grab one of your books.
Sure. Best way to learn about me is at creekstewart.com. You can subscribe to my email list, and I will give you all types of free information and teachings about survival and disaster preparedness.
Perfect. I love it. Again, please share our show with everybody and download our podcast and share it with all your people. And again, really good stuff. I really enjoyed having you on, and thank you again.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You got it. All right. Take care. All right. We are actually going to be joined with Brian Angel and, of course, RidleyDefense.com. Even good people end up under investigation or facing criminal charges, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. If you know anybody, please definitely reach out to them. Their phone number is 805-208-1866, and, of course, their website is RidleyDefense.com. Stay with us. We're going to get a couple commercials in, and we'll be right back.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at TNTAMS.com. That's TNTAMS.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. What a great show. So diversified. And of course, now we're going to talk with Brian Angel. And of course, he is from RidleyDefense.com. Their phone number is 805-208-1866. That's 208-1866. And of course, you know, we were talking a little bit before. Welcome, Brian. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Kim. It's always great to be on your show.
Well, thank you. And of course, you know, it doesn't matter like if you're like the best person, and it happens to everybody, right? Either you get a ticket, which I'm not wishing that on anybody, but things happen and you just go, okay, now what do I do? Who do I call? And unless you, you know, have had it happen before, you start reaching out to everybody and you have to look for somebody. And so that's really when you really want to get premier. Oh, here goes my throat again. Premier criminal defense team on your side, correct?
Yeah. So everybody has a half a bad day. I would venture to say that even Mother Teresa at some point had half a bad day. And it's sometimes surprising to people that, even though Ridley Defense employees, like our team, our bright, smiling, shiny-faced team, even though they're in criminal defense, they don't come off as, you know, what you might think of as the typical harsh criminal defense team, right? Like, we smile, we're friendly, we are family-oriented, we're kind of, we huddle around our clients and our people that we do business with in a positive way. And it's because of that. It's because, you know, everybody has a bad day or a family member that, you know, made a bad decision or something like that. So, you know, we try to remove that negative stigmatism to criminal defense and, you know, talk about healing families and getting mental health help, drug rehab, alcohol rehab, or just, you know, a little bit of anxiety relief from a half a bad day.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, you know what, your team is just so real, and that's what it's all about. You don't want to be, you know, here you're going through the scariest time or things like, you know, you want somebody that's going to support you and go, okay, don't worry about it. We got this. We're going to walk you through it. We're going to explain everything to you. And so I thought today we would just start off with, you know, about a traffic ticket. Is that something that, do we do it ourselves? I mean, what should you do if you receive a ticket on the road? Talk to us about that.
Well, and so the world of traffic tickets, it's huge. It encompasses, you know, people handling it on their own. There's tons of books out there. You can hire a ticket clinic. You can hire a lawyer. You know, there's it's kind of this vast world. There's a whole other topic, Kim, that we'll talk about another day in regards to what to do when you're on the side of the road and when you're pulled over. So we'll go over that another day. But
okay,
one little tidbit from that I do want to talk to you about today is kind of like the very end of that when they hand you the ticket. And, you know, be really nice, first of all. Just stay nice. Even though they're doing the thing you don't want them to do and writing you the ticket, be nice, be polite, ask them for forgiveness. Hey, can you cut me a break on this? Every once in a while, they'll just tell you, like, hey, you should probably fight that ticket. And that's kind of wink, wink for, hey, if you fight it, I won't show up and it'll get dismissed. Or, you know, they are really friendly and they remember that you were really friendly. And then when they see your name on the docket where they have to fight a ticket, maybe it's not as high priority for them to show up that day. So it starts at the beginning, you know, don't like crumple up the ticket and be rude and tell them how bad they are at their job, because that cop's going to have it out for you and try to show up in court. So that it starts there.
Brian, let me ask you a question. Does it go against them, though, if they don't show up?
You know, I think that they have, and we're going to talk more about how to get them not to show up.
Okay.
But I
okay.
think they
oh,
have,
okay.
I think, yeah, I think they have quotas and responsibilities and things like that. But it's like anything else, you know, sometimes people have conflicting schedules, or sometimes they have a percentage that they're trying to make and they're way over their percentage and they're like, I don't need to show up for this one because I'd rather stay in bed today. And that guy was a nice guy. So,
right.
you know, yeah,
okay.
they do. They do have responsibilities, first of all. Second of all, we live in really nice areas that have really good law enforcement. So, you know, they're passionate
right.
and they do a good job at their job. So, but that being said, I help people, you know, get tickets dismissed just through a nickel worth of free advice all the time. And a lot of it has to do with cops not showing up.
Okay. All right. I like to hear that. I mean, you know, we're all human, right? And sometimes we don't do exactly the right thing. And so, I mean, that's a perfect thing. They want to be treated with respect and they're going to remember that.
Yeah. 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 No, absolutely. Okay. I've had personally, after just having a really nice conversation with a law enforcement officer after he wrote me the ticket, I've had him say that exact thing to me, like, oh, I wish I didn't write this ticket. Yeah, you should fight this one. I won't be there. And I've just had them tell me that. So, you know, hey, law enforcement does an amazing job. I'm not saying anything
Absolutely.
Negative about them, that they're not doing a great job at their job. It's just they're humans too, and sometimes they do nice things for nice people.
There you go. And so do you have to pay the ticket first?
So, you know, let's talk about that. You know, so after you're off the side of the road, now what do you do, right? Like, do you pay the ticket? Do you just go to traffic school and move on? Do you, you know, any of that stuff? First of all, I'm going to tell you, you know, and I have to disclaim myself, right?
Of course.
At the beginning of every phone call, I disclaim myself. And on this show, I'm going to disclaim myself every time that I'm the business manager. I bring the clients on board. I'm not the attorney. I have legally vetted questions and answers that I do, you know, but I don't give legal advice. And don't take any of this segment as legal advice. This is just a friendly, free, nickels worth of free advice type of conversation like I have with
there
people all the time.
I love
also,
it. And thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Also, they've made it to the point where in especially in Ventura County, where we do a lot of our work, that it's just the same for somebody to represent themselves as to have an attorney represent them. So just ethically, we're not really even representing traffic tickets anymore. We're just kind of people that call in, give them a little free advice, send them on their way. But first, at the beginning, what do you do, right? That's what you asked. So let's answer that. Mm-hmm. I always fight it. 100% of the time, always fight it, because you very well may get lucky and have the cop not show up. So we always want to take the chances we can to have the best possible outcome on something and get it dismissed.
Okay.
So depending on the venue that you're in, you know, you may have to pay the fine first, or you may be able to set it for trial and plead not guilty without paying the fine. But it starts with something a little bit more elemental than that, and it's called kicking the can down the road. And believe it or not, that's the most basic elemental part of this process, which is with each ticket, they give you usually one extension that you can just do online. You can just wait until I recommend waiting until like a week before the ticket's due. You know, I don't want to get too close to the date, but also you don't want to do it right away, because first of all, your ticket's not going to be in the system right away. Second of all, you know, you want to get as close to the date that it's due, because that's the further they'll push it out in terms of the new date that you get. And you want to get it pushed out as far as you can. So I wait until a week before I go online. And then sometimes you can go online and get a second extension. By the way, these extensions can be like a month or two, right? So first time they push it out 60 days, great. And then you go back and you're like, oh, hey, can I get another extension online? Great. Might be another 30 days, another 60 days. Then I might call in. And you know, people don't really do this because they see things on the website, but you may want to just call the traffic clerk. Just Google traffic clerk and then input the name of the county that you're in and call them. Hey, you know, this is really bad timing for me. You know, I work is busy, or, you know, the family has had COVID, which has been a reality for all of us lately. And it's like, you know, hey, I need some extra time. And sometimes they'll give it to you. So, you know, I try to buy as much time as I can. Why?
Okay.
First of all, the cop might forget. Second of all, he might get transferred. He might move. He might change jobs. He might get promoted. A lot of things can happen over time. And we have a saying in criminal defense, and it applies to traffic tickets: every day that nothing is happening on your criminal case is a good day.
I love that. I love that. Okay. We need to add that part of our commercial.
For sure.
That is very good. Yeah. So can you really make a difference in and actually win a traffic ticket? I mean, can so go to the next step.
Yeah. So first of all, in criminal defense, in law, how do you define win, right? What's a win for you? Some people go, oh, if the case gets dismissed, that's a win. Well, you can get it dismissed. You can get it reduced fine. You can get it reduced fine in traffic school, which ultimately gets it dismissed off your record. So there's a lot of definitions of a win along the way. But let's talk about the next parts of the process. So we extend, we extend, we extend. And then at some point, we have to plead not guilty. You always plead not guilty, because as soon as you plead guilty, it's over. And you set it for trial. So sometimes you have to go into the clerk's office. By the way, all these things are a moving target right now with COVID. So literally what the policy was yesterday is different than what the policy is today. And that's not a cliche. That's actually what's happening today, is things are changing. So I would definitely be checking, like calling clerks and looking on websites and, you know, researching the most current up-to-date information. But at some point you have to plead not guilty, whether it's in person or on the web. And then sometimes they make you pay the fine in advance. Sometimes they let you just go to the trial. But at that point, you're looking to set a trial date. Okay.
I want to ask you, what if you want to go to traffic school? Can you? Are you still not guilty and still continue on?
We're not there yet. We're not.
Okay.
That's a great question. But I and some people. No, I'm glad you asked it. Some people, they start out thinking about that. Well, traffic school means I had to pay for the ticket. I had to plead guilty to it. I had to do a traffic school and pay for that and submit a certificate and yada, yada, yada. So that's option B to me just getting the case dismissed. So that's why I say I always fight it. I always try to get it dismissed. If I can't, traffic school is my second option. And you'll see. So I plead not guilty, and then I have a trial date, right? So that's my ultimate goal here, is to get a trial date in going through all these administrative processes. And I'll mention, for me, I'm trying really hard to not drive down there in the process of doing that, because I want to make this as convenient for myself as possible. So I'm trying to use the internet. I'm trying to get the clerk on the phone if I have to, and use a credit card or whatever. But if I can avoid going down there to set the trial date, I will avoid it. If I can't, I'll go down there twice. No big deal. You know, you go to the clerk's desk and do what you got to do. But at some point, you're going to have a trial date. Now, the date of the trial is really important. It's really important to get there early. That's not the day to be trying to time it. That's not the day to be caught in traffic. Don't screw that up. Get there early. And when I say get there early, I mean parked, I mean through security, I mean in the building, and I mean standing in front of the courtroom before that courtroom opens up while law enforcement and the people fighting tickets are showing up. Why? Okay. Because I'm looking on my ticket for the name. You know, I might remember it from my interaction with them, but it should be on the ticket. And I'm looking on people's shirts, and I'm looking for that name on a badge or on one of those little name tags. And if I don't see it, I'm asking other cops. I'm going, hey, is Officer so-and-so here? You know, because I want to see if that guy's there. If he's not there, then what's going to happen is the proceeding is going to start. They're going to take roll calls. They're going to determine he's not there, and they're going to dismiss the case. So, you know, in that event, awesome. Ultimate win. You showed up. You got a victory. You paid nothing. It's not on your record. Yeah, you went through some, you know, processes to extend. And yeah, you had to show up in court, but, you know, you won. That's a total win. Now, the next thing that can happen is you can talk to the cop, right? Sometimes you can talk a cop out of a ticket in terms of the way it's written up. So, for example, let's say he's written up two or three moving violations, and that would be terrible for you. But, you know, you could handle one and do traffic school. You might be able to go, hey, this is really going to harm my job because I drive for a living, or my family, or whatever, you know, kind of narrative that you want to talk to him about. And sometimes they're really nice and they're really sympathetic. And by talking to them in advance, what happens is when it becomes your turn, they walk up and talk first. So sometimes they'll just do the whole thing for you and walk up and say to the judge, hey, I'm going to decide to change this ticket to this, and the person's going to plead guilty, and we're all done. A good thing to ask for is, can you change this to a statute that does not carry any points on my driving record? Like, I don't care if I pay a fine. I don't care if I'm guilty of an infraction, because it's not a criminal charge. It's not a misdemeanor or a felony. But if you can change it to something that's not a moving violation, then it doesn't affect my insurance. It doesn't give me any points on my driving record. So that's a way to win, where it's not a total win, right? You pay some money, but that's something that, you know, they might be willing to do for you. And sometimes they won't. They won't at all. They're just not nice, and or they're robotic and cold or whatnot, and they're just like, nope, sorry, I can't do that. And that's okay, because then what happens next is court starts and the judge starts talking. And at that time, almost always what they do is they give you an opportunity to change your plea. They go, okay, guys, if your cop's not here, the case is dismissed. But if you're one of these people, the cop is here. And so if you want to change your plea at this point from guilty to not guilty, what we will do is we'll reduce your fine and we'll make you eligible for traffic school. So it's kind of their way of going, hey, before you try to fight this case, here's the best possible deal. And usually I just take that, because it's a reduced fine, so I saved some money by going down there. Now, they may make you eligible for traffic school, but big asterisk, watch out. If you've done traffic school in the last 18 months, even if a judge approves it, you're not eligible with the DMV, so don't be fooled by that. If you haven't done it in 18 months and you go in and they say, hey, we'll reduce your fine and we'll give you traffic school, you know, I usually just jump at that and I just end it there and I run out. And the reason is, Kim, you usually can't win a traffic trial. Okay. If you actually go up and let the cop give his spiel and then you try to fight his spiel, the chances of you winning that, in our opinion, are so very, very, very low. Yeah, every once in a while that happens. And can we help you with do-it-yourself advice? advice on winning your traffic trial? No, we cannot. Most attorneys can't win traffic ticket trials. They're just, you know, they're mostly losers. But yeah, usually I just end it at taking that deal.
Right. I love it. Brian, you've like given us just, I mean, that's like awesome. You walked us all the way through it. Really quick, we're almost at the end of our show, and I can't wait for you to come back again. But Ridley Defense, do they, I mean, I know they don't really handle traffic tickets, but should you hire a lawyer or not? Or
that's a great question.
Know, yeah.
The nightmare stories that I hear on my phone are when people hire a non-lawyer. Now, that's not me saying that all non-lawyers, all like ticket type of businesses are bad. That's just me saying if you're going to hire a non-lawyer to handle your traffic ticket, there's a very good chance that you could have done everything that they're doing yourself. So if you're hiring them for the convenience of not having to go somewhere because you're very important and that time is worth more, great. But if you're hiring them because you think you're going to get a better outcome, I'm not sure that that's true. Hiring a lawyer, like I said, they've made it really hard. So I question that too a little bit now, because if a lawyer is going to spend a couple of hours of their time, you know, how much are they going to have to charge you for that? And then does it even become worth it? And then if they're not charging that, how good of a lawyer are they to not even value their time for doing it? So
it's double fold. Yeah, you just nailed it. I want to just
sword. Give
out everybody RidleyDefense.com. You guys are serving Ventura, Santa Barbara, and L.A., correct? I mean, you've got an incredible team, and I can't wait to have you back again. Again, 805-208-1866. Brian, thank you so much. We're actually at the end of our show, and I always end my show with a moment of happiness. It always seems impossible until it is done. Brian, thank you so much. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. It might seem crazy.